Gardening with Gavin from Lee Rowan's Garden World.
It is a Wednesday afternoon, and that means we catch up with Gavin from Lee Rowan's Garden World. Hi, Gavin. How are you? Oh, I better push a button, hadn't I? Gosh. Hello, mate. How are you? Sorry.
Hello. Very good, thank you.
You're talking to yourself, and I haven't pushed the button.
Oh, well, you get that.
You do, don't you? Mate, today we're talking about it's a new month. What should we be doing in the garden this July? What to plant, what to spray, what to trim, all those sort of things. And yes. I suppose it was good that we got a bit of rain, a bit of precipitation yesterday, because it sure has been on the dry side of things in recent weeks.
And by the sounds of it, it's going to continue.
Yeah, well, it's only going to get worse if you believe what the Weather Bureau tell you.
Yes, you never know for sure, but yes, if you do read some of those reports.
We're back into the El Nino, which means hot. And in fact, there's a story in the paper today that the World Weather Organization, whatever they call themselves, they have officially come out and said that there's going to be a, months and months of hot weather come summertime, which we don't need, but anyway, I suppose. I'm just looking for it here. Ooh, the story says, uncharted territory. The UN declares El Nino weather event as records near. Australia's been described as the most vulnerable nation in the developed world after the United Nations declared the beginning of another El Nino event. We know what El Nino means. It means very little precipitation and lots of hot weather.
It certainly does, and bushfires.
Yes, yeah. And that's not kind to our gardens. Anyway, that's ahead of us.
It's not, and we'll talk about that when it gets a bit closer, because there will be things that you can do.
Mm-hmm. What
but
do you do at the moment, though?
That. But at the moment, in July, and even though it's winter, there is so many fantastic things that you can do in the garden. If you haven't, we've talked about roses the last couple of weeks. Now is definitely the time to get them cut back. When you cut back, spray them with a bit of lime sulfur so that you don't get that dreaded dieback down the stems. Make sure that's all done. If you love roses and you have a spot for one, now is the time to plant one. So that's certainly one that you can do. Plant veggies. Now, there's so many veggies that you can plant in winter. Things like broccoli, Brussels sprouts, cabbage, cauliflower. It's not too late to get all these in for a nice spring bounty. Kale, beetroot, celery. That's just to name a few. There's plenty of others out there. Carrots. Plenty that you can do at the moment to get you that nice fresh taste of vegetables in your garden. Spring flowers. Now, for those people that want a lovely spring display to herald spring coming, you can do pansies. There's so many different varieties these days. You can do single colours. You can do mixed colours. Violas. There's a whole range of lovely violas this year. All different colours, different ranges. Polyanthus, I love polyanthus. They're like a primula flower, but much, much bigger. Beautiful purples, blues, pinks, yellows, whites, orange. There's a multitude of different colours. They're a fantastic plant for a pot or in a shady spot in the garden, because they don't like that hot afternoon sun in a few months when it warms up. Polyanthus are great at the moment. I had a lady come into our Rimba branch only last week and bought 30 of them to brighten up her doorway because the house was going up for sale. Beautiful. Primulas have got the very tall flowers, come in white, and also one called lollipops, which is a mixture. They look fantastic. They will brighten up any spot, especially a shady spot in your garden that you could possibly have. They will give you lots of colour. Bulbs, there's a great range of bulbs you can put in now. Calla lilies, cannas, bearded iris. Everybody loves a good old bearded iris. Liliums, there's a whole range of those you can put in now in our bulb packets that will flower through the summer and give you a really lovely display. If you're worried about crossed getting your tender plants, Yates do a product called Drought Shield. Now, Drought Shield, which will probably come in handy this summer, is also very good for frost protection. So if you want to spray your plants to protect them from any frost you may get over the next month or so, that is the product you want to use. If you happen to have moldy, slippery paths, especially with the rain we've just had, there's a fantastic product called Wet and Forget. People may have seen it on TV. You literally do exactly as the name suggests. You spray it on, you water it on your paths, roofs, anywhere you want, and it will dry up there, and it will work all that off without ever you don't scrub it, you don't do anything to it. So it's a fantastic product if you have that shady side of the house and you might have a brick path or something that's gone a little bit slippery. Great product. If you have any deciduous trees, now is the time to trim them into shape. There's no leaves on them. It's the easiest time to do it because they're actually showing you their insides. They're showing you how to take the center out of them to get airflow through. They're giving you the idea that now is the time to trim them back. The dreaded winter grass. Now is the time to get that winter grass sorted before it gets its seed and flower heads on it. That's what you want to do. If you want to use a product before they even come up, next summer, get yourself a bag of Oxyfert. Now, Oxyfert is a pre-emergence. Now, you put that on, it's about the $50 mark, does 100 square meters. That will stop things like crabgrass, wintergrass, all those things from the seeds actually germinating in the first place. So a little bit late this year because most people's lawns have those things already coming up. So get yourself some wintergrass killer and spray that. Once you get the seed heads, very much like Bindi, once you get those seed heads, it's actually too late to do anything because the plant may die, but the seed head remains. And that's the problem. And the last thing, and the one thing I would mention, is if your lawn has gone an off colour with all the cold nights that we had a couple of weeks ago, bit of cold wind on it, they tend to go a funny colour, maybe a bit orange, maybe a bit yellow. There is a great product that has been used commercially for years called Color Guard. Now, Color Guard lasts for 3 months. It's a green dye that is absorbed by the foliage. So it will give you an instant green lawn overnight for the next 3 months. If you have a function, if you have, like the lady earlier on, if you have a house that's going up for sale and you want to make it look its best for its open days, have your lawn looking fantastic green. It has a little bit of fertilizer in it. The 150 square meter hose on container is about the $35 mark. And that will give you that summer look of a lawn in the middle of winter for the next 3 months. Now, basically, it grows out. It doesn't wash off. It doesn't do anything like that. It basically is absorbed by the foliage. And as you mow it come spring, you'll basically just mow it back out, feed the lawn in spring like you would normally do, and Bob's your uncle, it's back to normal again.
Talk to me about watering plants and watering lawns in winter. How often should you water your plants if you've got, I'm not talking about pots here. I'm talking about if you've got gardens. If you've got gardens and normally you would have an irrigation system maybe set up for your gardens and your lawn, how often should you water those gardens and the lawn in winter, in the winter months?
Under normal conditions, once a week.
Right.
I would still give it a good soak once a week. So, again, it tends to be a windier time of year, so you don't want to go out and just splash a bit around because that will just dry out in no time. It'll just blow dry, so to speak. So a good soak once a week is what I would still recommend. In fact, the biggest problem you tend to have in winter is people think because it is cold and it is winter that you don't have to water anymore. So people just don't bother. But you still give them a good soak to keep them going. Giving them a good soak doesn't make them cold unless you do it of a night. And as we've talked about on many times, you don't water of a night once the sun goes down. A, because in summer it gives you that wet fungusy feel to the garden, and you don't want plants sitting wet in the humidity all night. It's what I've often called the wet bathroom effect. You'll end up with mold on everything in no time.
Mm-hmm.
And in winter, of course, you don't want to do that either, because that just keeps the roots wet. So a good soak, preferably in the morning, probably between the old, you know, they always used to say never water between 10 and 2. So probably that 7 to 10 mark of a morning, get your watering system, give them a good soak once a week at that time of the day.
Okay, good advice. Mate, we've covered many topics and many items this afternoon. Lots of things that people can purchase, and all they need to do is pop out to see you. You're there over the weekend. They can pop out to Lee Rowan's Garden World. It's time for the plug, Gavin.
Yes, so we're here at Warners Bay, at Hillsborough Road at Warners Bay, bottom end, 7 days a week, and we're also at Arimba, halfway to Sydney. Lovely place to go for a drive for the day. Beautiful nursery, large restaurant in the centre of it. Lovely for a day out.
Fantastic. Thanks as always, mate. We'll catch up with you next week.
Absolutely.